Log Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Luther Vandross. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, from Epic Records in 1995. The great Luther Vandross doing his thing for Christmas. Hey, this is Getting It Done, and I'm your host, Dr. Dean, Dr. Walter Dean. Well, Christmas is upon us, and that's the start of what I might consider sharing our first installment towards Christmas. And today we're planning on doing some fantastic things. I think I mentioned one of the people I'm going to do today is a gentleman who was from my home state, Horace Silvers. Songs from my father. Horace passed about 2 years ago. Great, great piano player. Was discovered by, I think it was either Artie Shaw, when he, and at that time, Horace was playing someplace either in Bridgeport or New Haven. I heard Horace play in New Haven, Connecticut. Let's give a listen to Horace, if I can pull him up and if my computer is acting appropriately. I really have a lot of respect for what Horace did, with, especially with his left hand. His left hand was remarkable. Let's listen to him.
We'd like to continue right now with a selection that was in part inspired by our Brazilian trip. We got the Brazilian rhythm for this tune from that trip. And the melodic line is inspired by some very old Cape Verdean Portuguese folk music. And we put it all together, and a little bit of thing to be dedicated to my dad. We call it Song for My Father. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was Horace Silver's quartet, Song for My Father, recorded in Copenhagen, Denmark, April 1968. Song for My Father was recorded in October before, in 1964, and released on the Blue Note label. But that one was that he just played was played in Copenhagen, Denmark, but he recorded the song back in 1964, and the album was inspired by a trip that Silvers had made to Brazil. Very, very interesting guy. What I found so remarkable about his left hand was like a melody being played all by itself, really unrelated kind of musician that most people felt that his style was more in the monk style, although he did play bebop, but he played bebop in a different kind of way completely than most people. One of the people who played a lot like him was a guy by the name of Brian Culberson, who's really a big musician today. And his style is so similar, although Silver's passed on. But, you know, you always find that there's somebody who's out there to take their place. They don't take their place. It just, I don't know if they replaced them or not. You know, it won't say they replaced them. But let's give a listen to Brian Culberson, On My Mind, a fantastic musician. Well, a lot of times we have some fun here, don't we?
This is an important message for anyone with Medicare or who expects to join soon.
Brian Coberson, minus a few interruptions from these pop-ups that come on your, for commercials that come up on your computer. I can go ahead and program as much as I want to, but they're going to find a way to pop up on me. That's the name of the game today. That was Brian Coberson on my mind, live at the Java Jazz Festival in 2011. Brian Coberson, His music was very similar to Horace Silver's. If you're interested in wanting to hear some more of his stuff, you can follow him on Twitter at Brian Coberson and get his music on iTunes at https://itunesapple.com. I'll read it off to you again. But it's really not going to make that much of a difference. But the point of the matter is the cat is fantastic. He's a young artist. Not so young, probably in his early 40s. But has been around quite some time now. And we're going to go on and listen to a gentleman that I played last week. And I'll have to wait for it to pop up. But I think the guy is fantastic myself. He is. What I might call another Stevie Wonder kind of player, but here he is. He was discovered by Quincy Jones, and his name is Toots Thulsman. Here he is. Quincy Jones and Toots Thelsman, and when I say doing a song called Brown Soft Shoe, and that was done back in August 20th, 2010. Why I say Quincy Jones, people don't realize that Quincy Jones is not only an arranger, but one of the more, but as far as productions are concerned, he did all that production. Quincy's now in his 80s and doesn't do as much as he used to do, but he hangs in there for a person his age, and there's nothing wrong with coming up with a lot of musicians who have not made it. He introduces them, and we can go back and check out some of the things that he has done over the years, and I'm going to dedicate a show to Quincy Jones myself. At some particular point in time, I don't have any notion when I'm going to do it, but we're going to get around to doing it at some particular point. But Toots is in his 80s right now, and he's still alive and playing. What I liked about his harmonica was the you never know where he was going to go with it. You never knew what he was going to do with it. You never had any inkling of where he was going to go, and the bottom line is jazz, and he and Stevie Wonder have a corner on that. I'm going to move now on to Lee Ritenour, who is actually one of the people who played with the another jazz group that I haven't played, but will be playing today. Let's listen up to a little bit of him. Wait, just some more interruptions. Thank you. Be written all in his pals. Lee was on the guitar. Sometimes you probably could not pick that up, but that's way he was one of these members of the jazz groups that, in fact, he's played all kinds of music, all kinds of forms of jazz, and I just find him to be one of the top jazz guitar players that's going on right now. And let's see if we can do something by one of the great singers of the day, Randy Crawford. I think you might have heard her. She's a female singer. She may sound a little risque to you, but she has a different sound altogether. And the reason why I'm going to warn you, we never know when something's going to cut off or cut on. So just be patient and wait for it to pass, because it will pass. And here is Rio de Janeiro by Randy Crawford and the great Joe Samples.
This is an important message. Thank you.
That was Randy Crawford and Joe Samples, and of course my little miniature interruptions. But Randy Crawford is still going strong, and one of her mentors, of course, was Joe Samples, who is no longer with us, passed on now 2 years ago. What's so interesting about that from that album was called Feeling Good, and that was recorded in 2006. Bass, Christian McBride, and Steve Glad was on the drums. I have these spaces where things will get ready to pop up, and what I try to do is block it from cropping up too much, and what happens is that I have to do a pause on it. Sometimes I'm able to calm it down, and sometimes I'm not able to do that. But what we're going to do is we're going to be patient and see if we can get through the music. Here's a new artist, Jose Andre. Actually, not new. He's been around quite some time, but only receiving the recognition for the last couple of years. Let's give a listen to this fantastic musician who is making it happen now. Thank you. That was him. I'm glad we were able to get through it. That was Jose Andre, pianist and composer. The young guy is probably in his teens. He's his teenager kind of thing. He performed this at the Bethel Blues and Jazz Supper Club in Washington, D.C. He's really famous for his Brazilian music. Started out really young as a child and has gone on to do great things. And hopefully we'll continue to do great things. And I'm trying to introduce my listeners to people who are relatively new. One of the people who I played, I had a great affinity to, I think 2 weeks ago, I did a show on him because of his purity of sax and being one of the founders of the bebop movement, I felt it was appropriate to deal with Charlie Parker. It was really sad about us losing him at such an early age. He never reached his apex as far as music was concerned. And I'm from time to time, I'm going to be bringing you up different things that he's done that I thought were fantastic. And if we have an interruption, just hold on. Don't worry about it. Let's see what he sounds like. If we can get him out and get him playing. If we don't have a commercial popping up. If I Should Lose You, Charlie Parker. One of the albums, I think, is Charlie Parker did on a whole album that was with violins. Remarkable for a man to have such a grasp, strong grasp of what he wanted to do and how he was able to project it and portray it. But we're going to move on to, I'll probably bring Charlie Parker back at another day. But another guy who's still alive is in his mid to late 80s, heck of a piano player, Al Jabal. And it's a person that my cousin Ellen, who really had a lot of affinity for, and who actually, to me, made it look so easy when he played the piano for some reason. And let's see if we can pull him up and get him started. If this computer of mine will help me.
Thank you.
Was Al Jamal and Yosef Lateef. And what's so very interesting about that, not only the musicians, both of those gentlemen are still alive today. Jamal probably is about 86. Yosef Lateef's around 83. But both of them are fantastic. I had an opportunity to meet Yosef Lateef up at the University of Massachusetts, and he was there working on his doctor's degree, believe it or not. And he and Dr. Billy Taylor both were there when I was there working on my doctor's degree. And it's very, very interesting. We're going to move on to something a little more one of the people who I advertised that we're going to be dealing with, and his name is none other than the great Frank Sinatra. And who can say but so much about this great voice? They call him the voice. Here's one of the songs he did in the latter part of his career. I normally sing it when I go out to perform myself. And it was arranged by none other than Quincy Jones. And some of the great musicians that were in that band, you would not believe. I think we have a grand total of about 10 minutes left. And the song itself, how do we keep the music playing? It says here, some, am I supposed to be waiting for something? But it hasn't popped up yet. But I guess I can talk a thousand things about Sinatra. Here it is. Let's see what it sounds like. Frank Sinatra, Quincy Jones.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? How do you keep the song from fading too fast? How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things to say? And since we know we're always changing, how can it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, sure your heart would fall apart each time you hear the name. I know the way I feel for you is now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever, forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try and win every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music is never dead. I know the way I feel for you is now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever, forever. If we can be the best of love, it'd be the best of us. If we can try with every day to make it better, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends.
Oh, Blue Eyes. With Quincy Jones, How Do You Keep the Music Playing? I try to sing this song every time I get a chance. It's a song composed by Michael Legrand with lyrics by Allen and Michelle Bergen for the 1982 film Best Friends. Sinatra sang this song along with L.A. Is My Lady in 1984, and Quincy Jones was a part of that whole process that allowed that particular situation to occur. I always felt that Sinatra could take anything and do something with it, even at an age that defied most people being able to perform. Somewhat like what we find the Tony Bennett doing today. I had mentioned as one of the people who was going to be the guest on the show Frank Sinatra. Besides Frank Sinatra, Will Dowding, and I think that probably be the last thing that we'll be able to do before we conclude the show, because it takes a while for the music to come up, and I have to wait. But here is one of the great musicians today, as Luther was, leaving us very early in life, and we're going to see if we can listen to a guy who I think, if he didn't get sick, he would have been fantastic to listen to.
Education isn't easy. It takes ambition and real dedication. And the challenges can feel overwhelming. That's why some people never earn it.
Jumping up in here. I'm going to take my computer someplace and see if I can get that done before the next show so we can eliminate that process. This has been Getting It Done with your host, Dr. Walter Dean.
Yeah.